Today in the news.
Tired of the same few voices giving you the same point of view on the news? You're not alone. The Campaign for Democratic Media is a nonpartisan, nonprofit group fighting to ensure that our public airwaves represent more than just one voice. Canadians deserve diverse, accountable, and quality Canadian media. Visit democraticmedia.ca to learn how you can stand up for media issues.
Standing on a planet. Really, I'm just a speck compared with a star.
Radio Free Thinker is broadcast Tuesdays at 30 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also hear us Mondays at 8 a.m. on UMFM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg, Fridays at 3 p.m. on CFBX 92.5 FM in Kamloops, and Saturdays at 9 a.m. on CKXU 88.3 FM in Lethbridge. Our thanks to all the stations that broadcast Radio Free Thinker and help promote skepticism and critical thinking. If you would like to have Radio Free Thinker syndicated on your local station, please email us at info@radiofreethinker.com.
We've traveled this way before, and there is much to be learned.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
...of all things queer. Our theme this year is Minds, Bodies, Communities, with a big focus on unlearning. From February 10th to 14th, everyone is welcome to join us as we begin the incredible week with a flag-raising ceremony at the Sub Flagpole Courtyard. Throughout the week, Pride UBC will be hosting activities and workshops along with others such as Anna Sewell and Ray Spoon, ending in our Valentine's Day bash on Friday. For more information, please check out prideubc.com or drop by the Pride UBC office at Sub 245C. Pride UBC acknowledges the Out Week is being held on unceded Musqueam land and other Coast Salish territories.
One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discorder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Hear our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah! Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And that is right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is DJ CJ. And it's time for some music. This is Tough Age with Coffin Foam. They're playing this weekend, coming up. We're going to be talking with Jennifer Baum, and JCG Editor-in-Chief is going to be joining me too. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
and we are back here on Discorder Radio CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca, where you can listen to us anywhere around the world for free in the moment. All right, I'm DJ CJ, and as you may know, my co-host and good friend Wade is in Sochi, Russia right now covering the Winter Olympics. Good luck to him. In the meantime, we will have Editor-in-Chief J.C. Gibb joining us in the studio as soon as he gets back from wherever he is right now. All right, so that song was Coffin Foam by Tough Age, who were, of course, the feature band in the November issue of Discorder magazine, which you can pick up anywhere around town for free, or go to our website, discorder.ca. And they're playing a show this Friday at Funky Winkerbeans, one of the coolest named pubs out there, with Greenback High and Boats. So a great combo, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show, and a pretty rowdy one, because I know for a fact that Funky Winkerbeans gets pretty rowdy. All right, let's talk about some of the features in this month's the new issue of Discorder magazine, which of course, as you may have heard, is the reformat issue. And one of the bands we featured is called The Written Years, and they are a lovely group from Vancouver. And rumor has it, or at least their Bandcamp page says, that their album has been 6 years in the making, and that is quite a long time. So let's have a listen to it. This is You're Too Kind by The Written Years off the album The Written Years. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thoughts, why won't you? necessary. Workshops from 4 to 8 p.m. are on Tuesdays in 212A in the Student Union Building at UBC. For more information, visit us at citr.ca or follow at CITRDJ on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Emily from Tin Pan Orange, and you're listening to Discorda Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. A whole bunch of station IDs coming in. That was Emily from Tin Pan Orange, who played in the Folk Festival way back in the summer. Reminds me of good times and good times to come. All right, the band you just heard before the break was We Found a Lovebird, who reached out to us over email. Speaking of people who reached out to us over the email, we have in our studio right now Jen Bond. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Welcome to Discorder Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, now I have your mic on. All right.
Can I ask for clarification? The last name, is it Baum? Or
it's Baum. It's like Baum? Home, but with a B.
Okay. J's. All right.
Yeah.
I read like a pun about like, oh, it's the Baum. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. So yeah. It's the Baum.
I've had many different pronunciations over the years.
All right. So Jen reached out to us because she has somewhat of a solo project, but has a whole bunch of people in her rock community, so to say, helping her out playing different instruments, guitar, bass, drums, lap steel guitar, and it's really lovely music. You got like a sort of a really beautiful voice that kind of reminds me of your cover. Like we were trying to analyze your cover of your album.
Oh,
because it reminded us of what did you say, JC?
Well, we were trying to pick it apart by images, and it's like, okay, it's like water nymphs and then kind of like a Zorro Jack Sparrow figure in the background with some animals as well. Do you want to talk about it maybe a little bit?
Sure. The cover was actually painted. It's an original painting by one of my best friends, Janine Prevost, who, she's living in London now. And, I sent her, Hieronymus Bosch's painting of Ship of Fools, and just told her to be inspired by that image, and that's what came of it. And it's awesome. I just sort of let her go for it, and
yeah,
she did an amazing job. It's so beautiful, in my opinion.
Right on. Shout out to her.
So did like did the album name, like Nightingale and Diving Loon, did that come after you'd seen the cover? Or?
No, that name is actually a line from one of the songs that didn't make it onto the album, because we recorded the album live, and that song we saved it to very last, and we were all exhausted, and it just didn't come out. So, sort of a tribute to the song that didn't make it, and I thought it sort of encompassed what the album is sort of about as well.
Cool. Let's take a step back and tell us a bit about where you're from originally, mm-hmm. because turns out this is a homecoming for you, UBC.
Yeah.
We, as people may know, CITR broadcasts live from the Student Union Building at UBC. So tell us what you did here and what you did before that.
For sure. Well, I'm from Vancouver, born and raised. I finished my degree at UBC, did the first 2 years at McGill, and then transferred back because I love the West Coast. And yeah, I finished my degree in religions, literature, and the arts, which is very broad.
No, I love it. That's beautiful.
But I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, yeah. I love knowing a bit about a lot of things rather than a lot about one thing. And it just, I'm a very interdisciplinary thinker, and it really just worked out for me. It was I loved my degree, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, back in the medieval times, like, religion played a big role in literature when you talk about, like, Dante and, you know, Chaucer and everybody else. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's a lot of overlap, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, I studied English literature here at UBC,
okay,
so
cool.
I read a lot of that stuff.
I'm in English at SFU, so yeah.
Oh, we're all English majors.
Yeah.
Cool. Right on.
So artsy.
Gotta love that English.
And so tell us a bit about your musical inspirations, because your voice is very, I guess it has that country feel, because I don't know much about country music, but it has that feel.
Yeah. Well, growing up, I studied singing classically for a really long time, but I thought it was like nerdy when I was a kid, so I didn't really talk about it that much. But so I've just been singing forever, and then I guess through my friends and my musical community, got introduced to a lot of old blues and old country, and fell in love with people like Emmylou Harris, and found a place for my voice that fit for me and fit for my songwriting, and went from there over the past several years. And yeah, so I'm glad that you said that, actually.
Yeah. Who did you really enjoy when you listened to the blues, for example?
B.B. King, and we watched a bunch of these old documentaries, Otis Spann, and yeah, just Lead Belly and everybody, just all the old classics.
Cool.
You
know? Right on. And coming back to Vancouver, I mean, it's a tight-knit community and such a broad, open music community here. How did you feel when you met the people you now record with? Their whole set of different people: Rob Butterfield,
yeah.
Malcolm Jack,
yeah.
Dan Mangan. I saw the name somewhere.
Oh yeah, sort of all like in a network. So
yeah.
Rob Butterfield and I have been playing music together for a really long time, and Colin Cowan.
Yes.
Who has a project called Colin Cowan and the Elastic Stars. I play bass in that project. And Colin was touring for couple years, I guess, with Dan Mangan. And he's up recording with Malcolm Jack right now, so he's going to be here. So everybody is just sort of like a musical family.
It's like a brilliant musical network.
It's awesome.
And of course, Colin runs China Cloud.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, so that is another place where people get together. Yeah.
What was it like to record at China Cloud? Like, considering like it's such an important cultural hub for, you know, like all these musicians and artists and like comedians even.
Yeah.
So was it like being a part of that?
Oh, it's such an amazing place, and it's just a great community to be a part of, and everyone's just so inspiring. Really, is the basis of it, and that if those walls could talk, they would say a lot. There's just always a lot of things going on in there, and it was awesome to have the opportunity to just post up in there. We just did this album over 2 days and posted up for 2 days, ate a lot of snacks in between.
So yeah. What parts were filmed in Rob Butterfield's apartment? Was that added after?
There was a few things we did, a couple harmonies and a little additional percussive instruments that we did afterwards. But other than that, we were all just live in the room, so.
I love that, the rawness of it. That's where music really is, you know.
It's really honest, yeah. Because this album is, that's what you hear is what you get when you come to see us, so.
Right on. Let's hear a bit of that rawness with this track called Water Dream off Jen's album Nightingale Diving Loon. And we'll come back more with Jen right after this.
Thank you.
And we are back here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was a beautiful track by Jen Boehm and her lovely crew at the China Cloud Studios. Was that recorded in China Cloud? Or was that?
Yeah.
Right on. And that track was called What a Dream off her album Nightingale Diving Loon. And so we actually just found her LP in our studio, and we will play a track off it soon. But let's talk a bit about your community work here at CITR, because
sure.
We know you found out about this place through a fellow CITR volunteer named Deepi. Hi, Deepi, if you're listening
hey,
to this.
Deepi.
And she's a lovely, lovely girl, and she's been working really hard in her new segments. So when did you start helping her out?
I've been working with Deepi for only, I guess, probably since about December or just before Christmas, I guess. So yeah, several months, I guess. And yeah, she's awesome. And it's been a really good time coming here and getting to know everyone at CITR and getting to know the news team and helping her out. She's doing a story on accessibility in communities and should be done. I think she's aiming to have it done by March, April.
And is that part of your master's program to be like do communities?
No, I work with an organization called Spectrum Society for Community Living. And yeah, so I do that during the days. And yeah.
Have you always wanted to help people like her? And
I've always enjoyed helping people. And yeah, and eventually found my way towards doing my master's in counseling psychology, and really was a good fit for me, just for the way that I am, and it was a really good experience getting that degree, and now I'm just finishing that and waiting for my registration with the BCACC.
Right on. And so let's talk a bit about the Elastic Stars. They are, so as you said, they're touring right now? Or they're away?
No, yeah, Colin is away at the moment. So he was going to come in today and talk with me.
So you play bass in the Elastic Stars?
Yes, I do, yeah.
And what is that like? What's the crew like?
Everyone's awesome. Basically, Colin plays bass in this band, and he is also my boyfriend, and so we live together, and he said, if he's going to play bass in my band, I have to play bass in his band. And at the time, I had never played bass before. And I was like, okay. So he's been teaching me over the past couple of years. And it's really, really fun. He's got an old, I think it's a 67. I'm pretty sure it's 67 Hofner. And it's so fun to play. It's so light. And it's just feels so awesome. Yeah,
cool.
We just played a show not too long ago of a bunch of new songs, and he's a new album in the works, which I think he's going up to mix it in March. So after that, we'll probably have a big release show, and I'll let you guys know about it as well.
Absolutely, and it'll be great to someday like go on a tour of Canada. How far east have you traveled?
Pretty recently, Colin and I actually went with Wood Pigeon. Do you know Wood Pigeon? Yeah, we toured with Wood Pigeon as his band, just the three of us, and we went across Canada out to, I guess the furthest, we went to Sackville. So, yeah, New Brunswick.
Which province is that? Oh, New Brunswick.
Yeah. Nice. Out to New Brunswick, and then we flew back. But we haven't actually toured with this project or Rob's project or the Elastic Stars yet. But hopefully. Actually, we do, the past two summers, we do a bit of a Gulf Island tour. So we've done, last year we did Galliano, Maine, and Pender. This year we're going to do Saturna Island and Pender Island. It's a lot of fun. It's sort of a double excuse to play some music, camp, and swim in the summer. So
it is. And I guess those sort of venues are small and warm and comforting, and people sort of just listen to you and not try to shout over you.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know? It's nice. That would be amazing. I'd go to the island just to hear you guys play.
Oh, yeah. You should totally come out. It's great to, look for shows and plan shows that have that environment where people are there to actually listen to you. Surprisingly, they're sometimes few and far between. But
speaking of that, like I think the last time I saw Wood Pigeon, it was like in a church or something.
Okay,
like it was like a like four band like lineup in like a small church, and
yeah, that
was awesome.
Nice. Yeah, certain venues demand you know, a certain kind of attention to the music that's going on. So,
right on. All right. Any last words you'd like to tell people out there before we play one of your tracks? Tell people to come out to CITR.
Come out to CITR. Because to come visit.
This is not a shameless plug. I'm just saying CITR is an awesome place to be.
Yeah, no, it is. I've really, really enjoyed coming here and just getting to know people here. And it's such this old, like, 70s vibe in this office area.
It is, isn't it?
So,
go back in time with CITR.
All right, let us do that. Let's travel back in time with this track called Traveler. That was Jen Bohm or Bohm. I'll get it right
Bohm.
Sometime.
Bohm.
Jen Bohm. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
I've been wrong.
And we are back here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. That was Traveler by Jen Bohm. And we played it right off the vinyl right here in the studio. Thank you to Sarah accordingly for getting that into our vinyl collection. Right on. So Jen Bohm, that was fantastic. And you were going to mention the guitarist in that one. There's a great guitar solo.
Oh, yeah. Well, who plays guitar and is Rob Butterfield, and then Scott Smith plays some guitar and pedal steel in that project. And I was just going to mention, too, that Scott's got a project called Just a Season. It's having an album release March 28th at Chapel Arts. And I also sing in that project, so if anyone wants to come check that out, it's going to be a good show.
Right on. And for people who want to buy the vinyl, tell them a bit about where they can get it.
Yeah, the vinyl's for sale both online and on the Bandcamp. It's Jen with two N's and Bohm, B-O-J, like John, M like Mary. I've said that so many times.
I was going to say, that sounds very, like, very strategic.
Very strategic. I think I got that from my mom. She's said it so many times. And the vinyl's also at Neptune and Red Cat and Zulu Records if you're having a vinyl buying day.
Right on. All right. So that was Jen Bohm. You're listening to Discorder Radio. Let's take a break and come back with some real live action around town. Stay tuned.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Out Week is Pride UBC's annual celebration of all things queer. Our theme this year is Minds, Bodies, Communities, with a big focus on unlearning. From February 10th to 14th, everyone is welcome to join us as we begin the incredible week with a flag-raising ceremony at the Sub Flagpole Courtyard. Throughout the week, Pride UBC will be hosting activities and workshops along with others such as Anna Sewell and Ray Spoon, ending in our Valentine's Day bash on Friday. For more information, please check out prideubc.com or drop by the Pride UBC office at Sub 245C. Pride UBC acknowledges the Out Week is being held on unceded Musqueam land and other Coast Salish territories.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca. You can also check out our Facebook and SoundCloud pages where we will be sharing this interview with Jen Bohm if you missed it, as well as links to the Bandcamp page and so on. All right, JC, it is time for real live action.
Everyone's favorite. Real live action.
So basically, this is a segment in Discorder Magazine where we talk about some of the live events happening around town. And we got some good ones this week. Today, for example, today evening at 8 p.m., $5, you got the Biltmore Cabaret hosting Will Horse, Wild North, Rola Oluk, and Johnny 99, who I think might be the DJ. But
yeah, and then we also have a couple of awesome shows happening on Saturday. If you head down to Funky Winker Beans, 9 p.m., you'll have Greenback High, Tough Age, and the Living Dead Beats. And then also over at Electric Owl, we have La Chinga and the Electric Revival, which actually leads right into our next track. So we're going to play some La Chinga to get the little bit of preview before Saturday. The song is The Universe Is Mine.
All right. That was The Universe is Mine by La Chinga, off their album La Chinga. And they will be playing at the Electric Owl with the Electric Revival, Brent J. Cooper, and the Stolid Statesman. Cool. Let's play another track by another sort of hard rock, fuzz rock, stoner rock group. We don't know genres here.
Stoner rock.
Stoner rock. let's play one by We Hunt Buffalo, because they are off very soon next week on their BC Alberta tour. So good luck to them on that. And thank you for your shout outs on Twitter to Discord Radio. Here is Cobwebs by We Hunt Buffalo.
I asked her a question.
And we are back here on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, and online at CITR.ca. This is DJ CJ, joined in the studio with JCG, editor-in-C of Discorder Magazine.
Never gets old. I'm sorry.
I love saying it. It's so snappy and fast. It's like an old carnival, man, you see?
I agree. It's amazing. That's why I never get old.
On. So that track was Cobwebs from the album Blood from a Stone by We Hunt Buffalo, who are from Vancouver. Really grimy, fuzzy rock there. I like it. It's hardcore. It's good stuff. And of course, we're wrapping up here on Discorder Radio. We'd like to thank Jen Bohm for coming into the studio, sharing her songs and her life on the air. It was great. We'd love to have people reach out to us from the community, and we'd love to invite them on a whim, because that's how we do here on Discorder Radio. All right, JC, let's wrap it up. Talk a bit about what's coming up next week. And
Next week, we're not sure. We haven't confirmed the interview yet. But
we are trying hard.
It's going to be a good one, though. Yes. One of two possibilities. We can also just end by saying, like, the next issue, Discord, is actually in full swing. Features are actually starting to pour in. Had the first one come in a couple of days ago. And so, you know, the February issue of Discorder is still, like, fresh off the presses, and we're already working on the next one. So
that's how it is.
To send the show off, though, let's have a song from the number 2 on the CITR most playlist. It's Mode Modern, and this track is She Untamed.
Are you sure it's not Mode Modern?
We.
We. No.
Sacre bleu.
All right.
Discorder Radio.
Right on. Cheers. See you next week. Up next is The City with Andy. Urban discussions in an urban environment.